Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Until we meet again.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy. We'll talk to you next hour with some community guests for some topical community conversation right here on WRCO's Morning Show. Have a great one, and enjoy the warm temperatures. We're already at 62 degrees. The update at 9 from ABC is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. John Bolton's vehicles have arrived at federal court in Maryland one day after he was indicted on 18 counts of allegedly misappropriating classified information. ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas has more on the third indictment against one of President Trump's critics.
Bolton pushing back, declaring the indictment retribution and an abuse of power, writing, "These charges are not just about his focus on me or my diaries, but his intensive effort to intimidate his opponents to ensure that he alone determines what is said about his conduct."
Today, President Trump hosts Ukrainian President Zelensky at the White House one day after he spoke with Russia's Vladimir Putin for more than 2 hours and agreed to another summit. It's day 17 of the government shutdown. The Senate's gone for the weekend, which means the shutdown will last until at least Monday. And Meta, Facebook's parent company, is adding parental controls for kids' interactions with AI chatbots. This is ABC News. Distribution of recovery funds to flood-devastated Central Texas has been uneven at best.
Kerr County, northwest of San Antonio, was dealt the hardest hit by the Independence Day flash floods, including the disaster at Camp Mystic. But so far, only about one-fifth of applicants for federal disaster assistance from Kerr County have been deemed eligible to get financial help. The Texas Tribune reports that 9 other counties with less extensive damage have received a higher proportion of approvals from FEMA, leaving Kerr County officials wondering what's going on. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Founding member of rock and roll icons Kiss died Thursday. Ace Frehley was 74. He died in New Jersey, his family says, following a recent fall. He co-founded KISS, the 2014 inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Frehley also had significant solo success with New York Groove, which became a KISS staple. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Phoenix Center has made lunch easy and delicious. Open every day at 11 a.m., they serve a full menu with a strong focus on lunch favorites like burgers, salads, wraps, sandwiches, and signature appetizers. Whether it's a quick bite or dinner with the family, the Phoenix Center delivers, even to go. Call 649-7469 for carryout and don't miss their famous pizza, a local favorite in Richland Center. That's the Phoenix Center.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
A high today of 77, clouds and a few peaks of sunshine, with south winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Scattered showers likely tonight, maybe some rumbles of thunder, a low of 57, partly sunny and mild Saturday and 73, showers likely Saturday night and 46, and 59 with partial clearing Sunday afternoon.
Looking for a little extra with your coffee? Dunkin' Rewards makes every visit more rewarding. Members earn points on every qualifying purchase and can unlock boosted status for even more perks. Enjoy special offers, triple points on select days, and bonus points when you order ahead on the Dunkin' app. Not a member yet? Sign up free on the app or at DunkinRewards.com and get a free medium beverage with your first purchase. Start earning, start sipping, because Richland Center runs on Dunkin'. Feeling overwhelmed by debt or credit challenges? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to help. Our financial education and counseling programs can guide you through improving your credit, managing debt, and creating a budget that works, whether you're planning to buy a home or simply want peace of mind. Call 608-647-4949 today and take the first step toward a stronger financial future.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people will experience a mental health condition during their lifetime? Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball is proud to offer a new program called Senior Life Solutions. This program is designed to meet the unique needs of individuals, typically 65 and older, experiencing depression and or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. To learn more about this new program for seniors, call Amplify Health Basketball today.
Elevate your fitness game with SUPS. That's SUPPZ.
SUPPZ.
SUPS, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the SUPS difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. SUPS.
Venable.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust.
It is our day on the Morning Show to focus on the Richland School District, and Kerry Stoltz, Richland District Director of Marketing Communication, with us here today. She's brought along some friends, which we'll introduce you to in just a little bit. Kerry, I saw you last night. It was another late volleyball night.
It was, but not too late.
No.
So.
Could have been more.
Could have been more. We got it done, though. I was so proud of those girls. It was senior night. Really great to see. We've had this great group of seniors. I think they've probably all been playing for all 4 years, and it was awesome to see them get the win and just have a great night celebrating them. Last regular season game, so postseason will start soon, and it was a great win to get. Really proud of them. Congratulations, girls.
And a lot of people are talking about the cross-country teams.
Isn't that awesome? It's so crazy. I got a message. I was actually sitting at the soccer game, and I got a message that says, you know, first time in 50 years that our cross-country team has won conference. They're having quite the year. It's a really, really great year. We've got some great senior leadership on there, and then Owen Dreyer is a freshman who came in and really kind of came in guns blazing. So they won conference, and they're on to sectionals, and we have eyes for state, and we're wishing them all the best of luck, and so proud of them on that conference win. It was a great night, and Eric Mindham is the head coach, and he emails me right away, and he's like, I got pictures, and here they are, and here's the finishers. And we had first team all conference, second team all conference, honorable mentions. The girls, there were a couple girls who got, I think, second team and honorable mention. So it's not just the guys, but man, we're proud of them. It's a great day to be a Hornet.
Yeah, it was a nice thing. And then Dodge Point has always been kind of one of their nemesis there. And I know they got by them. They'll probably have to face them again. But the Southwest Conference is always great in cross country. It's tough to win a title, right?
You're right, exactly. So, it's those kids are amazing regardless. I mean, I'm in awe. I'm not a runner. And so I'm always in awe that they can even get out there and do that. I know there's some middle school kids who are really coming up. So I think it's going to be a great few years for cross country. And we're so excited for them. So proud of them. The success is wonderful. It doesn't come without a lot of hard work on the back end, though. And we know that. And it's great to see those kids having the success they put in the work. They're out there all the time running and finally a good use for golf courses, right? Yes. It was on some of their shirts. So awesome to see them getting some recognition for all that hard work that goes in. And I mean, the cross country team for sure, all the fall sports, it's those kids work so hard and they're out there every day. And really to see some of these things come into fruition for them is really awesome.
And the boys' soccer team finished up the regular season last night.
They did. Unfortunately, couldn't pull off that win, but they will start postseason on Thursday in Onalaska, so against Aquinas. So we will hope for the best for them and see if we can pull out a postseason win there, too.
And football tonight, right?
Football tonight. It's Football Friday, the last regular season. So we have poster night for the cheerleaders, senior night for the football team. It's going to be great to recognize those guys. And we are pulling for a win. And then they will get seating after that for, you know, depends on kind of the outcomes of some of the Friday night games. So we'll see where we're headed for postseason there, too. It's crazy that fall sports are coming to an end, you know, and even the postseason is here. Cross country did it last night, and we've got lots more coming up. So
yes, we do. Well, you brought along some friends today, didn't you?
I did. I always like to bring friends with me.
Brian Jones, Director of Operations and Grounds, and a recent Grand Marshal in the homecoming parade as well. And Chris Clerken, who'll be taking over Director of Operations here in just a little bit. Chris, we'll talk to you first as we were talking football. How's it looking for tonight?
Things are looking really good. The team's playing really well right now. The last two games we've had, you know, guys are meshing well, and you know, we're going to rely heavily on our seniors tonight to hopefully get a win and get an automatic bid into the playoffs. So
this team has had some good games. I know you scored a lot of points in a couple of games this year. The offense has looked pretty good lately.
Yeah, offense has made a big turnaround. We had a little bit of a skid there playing New Glarus and Valley, but they've come around. And I tell you what, it's always exciting as a defensive coach to see our offense put points on the board. It takes a little pressure off of me as a defensive coordinator. So,
facing Prairie du Chien, the one thing you don't have to do is face Blake Theory, who you had to face the last couple of years with Prairie du Chien.
Blake Theory's actually gone.
Yeah.
He's at Indiana now, so that, you know, that leaves a big hole, I think, in Prairie du Chien's offense and defense. So, you know, they're relying on kids that probably haven't played a whole lot, you know, with Blake being there. So it's, you know, we found, you know, things we're going to attack against them, offense and defense. So I think we got a very good chance tonight to win.
Could be rainy, too. Have you
I'm
got
hoping
the rain
it
gear?
Doesn't rain.
No, I mean,
you know, we've been lucky all year that, you know, we haven't had a rainy game, but, you know, I'm fine with it, so bring it on.
Yeah, old school, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then, as Kerry mentioned, you'll find out your seating. The WI has a reveal show.
Yeah, they have a
tomorrow.
Live show, yeah. Travis Wilson's actually one of the guys that are on there that hosts it. So, yeah, tonight we'll see. You know, as long as we win, automatic bid, and we'll be looking to go somewhere next week. So
I think they usually prepare you like your grouping, right? But then you don't know who you play till
correct,
tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll preseason, they determine what division you're going to be in. And then they pretty much have most of it already, you know, who's already in based upon their record right now. So we're just waiting on kind of the bubble teams to finalize, you know, the last little bit here. So.
Exciting times.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, if you win, you're in. If
yep.
If you don't win.
If we don't, there's a possibility we can still be in with a less than 500 record, which goes into the whole new WIA format they use for bubble teams to get into the playoffs. So there's, I'm not even sure quite how it works, but it's like a point-based system, you know, depending on your wins throughout the year. If you win a higher division against a higher division, you get more points. Based, you know, if you play a smaller division, you get less points. So we'll see how it goes this year, first year that they've done this. So see if there's any kinks.
Yeah, it's a learning experience for all of us, I think, isn't it?
Yep.
You bet.
Yep.
Well, we'll talk about your daytime job and come back to you in just a little bit. Okay. But we also have Brian Jones in here in the studio. Kerry was able to wrangle him in here. We appreciate it. How you doing, Brian?
Good morning, Phil. I'm doing good.
Good to have you in here. How many years have you been with the Richland School District?
It'll be about 4 weeks shy of 47 here shortly.
My goodness. Who hired you with the district?
Doc Blanchard and Dr. Raymond Larson were the two that hired me back in 1978.
Wow. How has your job changed over the years, Brian?
I started out as a grounds person. Did the grounds, the mail service, filled supplies for the schools. I did that for about 7 years, and then I had an opportunity to go into the maintenance department, and I did that for 3 years, and in 1988, actually Doc Blanchard left. Elmer Meskins was our supervisor then. He retired, and the job came open, and I applied for it, and I was lucky enough to get the director of operations and maintenance job in 1988.
And that was, of course, the old high school?
That was the old high school. So I've seen a few buildings get built, been part of it, the high school. The additions to the intermediate and primary buildings. I've seen a lot of schools shut down also.
Yes, you have. With the high school, I remember, there's probably a lot of work just to keep that going, wasn't there, each year?
It was, and it was beginning to be a struggle, and everybody saw it, and we were fortunate enough to get a new building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all call it the new high school. Now it's going to be going on, 30 years?
30 years, so it's not quite new, but it's held up well, and it should hold up a long time.
Right, exactly. So kind of describe what's a typical day for you, or is there a typical day? A
typical day for me is overseeing the custodial staff with some other folks, making sure everything's clean. We have around 300, right now we have around 360, 370,000 square feet to clean daily. And we do that with a staff of 15. And we have it down to a pretty fine tooth comb. That's a typical day, watching over that. We do probably with our own events, outside events, probably around 2,000 events a year. We oversee all that. So all the wrestling tournaments, basketball tournaments, youth basketball tournaments, dance recitals, a lot of them, plus our own events. We have to oversee all that. We have to keep it clean and the place ready.
That shocks me, Brian, that many events, that it adds up to that many. Wow.
When you take all, it's a lot of little things too, like just class projects and things like that, like in the auditorium. But we have to make sure it's open and ready and for them to go. So
I see a lot of your staff, of course, the nighttime staff for the games.
And yes.
They do a great job.
Yeah, they do a very good job. We have a good staff, and they all know what they're supposed to do, and they do very good at it.
Mm-hmm. So do they schedule for the night shift, or how do they do that, or does that alternate?
I know that we have two shifts. We have a day shift and a night shift at all the buildings. Most of them start around 6 in the morning, and then another crew comes in 2:30 or 3:30 in the afternoon, works either till 11:30 or midnight.
There have been some construction projects with the district.
That's been a busy
year for you, hasn't it?
Primary building, we are finishing up a project. Hopefully it'll be complete December. We have four classrooms we tore out. We had a sinking problem in one corner of them. We've fixed it. They're putting the addition back on. Hopefully that'll be done early part into December. Might be late December. We just don't know. They're moving very well at it right now, laying a block right now on the outside and doing the interior stuff. So hopefully we'll get those teachers back in their rooms or the music folks and art folks are traveling on carts right now. We had to take their rooms to put kindergarten rooms into their rooms. So,
A little bit of a setback, too, over the summer.
A little bit of a setback.
How much did that put you back, though?
Just a few weeks.
I was going to say.
And that was on them. We had some rafters fall.
Could have been worse, right?
Yeah, yep. But that was the contractor, and they made good on it, and we're way past that now. So they really didn't lose too much, and they've been working extra to get it done. So I think they're going to be pretty close to being on schedule to have the thing finished.
Wonderful. So, of course, it won't be your worry if it's if it happens in December. You'll be
it'll be Chris and Mark's worry.
You'll be on a beach somewhere.
Probably won't be on a beach, but
oh, so why now? You just kind of deciding.
It was time. I thought about 50 years, and Jane had other thoughts. So it's time. So we kind of had this planned this last year. That I would give them, they've been so good to me over the years, I told them I would give them 6 months' notice so we could get other folks hired and I could stay and mentor them, and that's what we've done. So,
working out well.
It's working out good.
Yeah.
We have two good people that are going to fill in.
This guy, Chris Clerkin, right?
Yep. One's Chris. He's taking the operations part over, so he'll take the custodial part over, the daily operations, and Mark Noble, who's been with us, is taking over the maintenance department.
And that'll give you more time to spend some time with the grandkids and do some other things,
yep.
Right?
Yep. We still have two grandkids that aren't in school yet, so we're going to see those two a lot. I have a boat that hasn't been out for 4 years. That's going to get out. I have a camper that hasn't been out for that long, so it's time to change. So,
yeah. Well, good for you. Yeah.
Yep, I'm excited. We're excited. Not excited about leaving this place. It's much harder than I thought.
Right, right. So, well, gosh, after 47 years, I mean, yeah. You know, why do you feel that you stay that long, Brian?
I don't know. The district's been good. It's a good place to work. It's a great day to be a Hornet. You know, I'll say it every day. I don't know. I don't like change. That's one thing.
And I don't know if that changes with age either,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, no. And I've just been fortunate. Everything's fallen in place, and it's been a great place to work. Yeah, you have your bad days once in a while, and I told these guys before we came in here, if you have a bad day, just go down to an elementary building and see some kindergartners, first, second, third, fourth graders, even up through the upper grades. It's just see their smiles, and it'll make you happy. It'll change that in an instance.
Right. So. Yeah, because you deal with all levels, don't
yep.
you?
Yep.
Yeah.
All of them.
Not just the high school. So is there going to be an official passing of the torch to Chris, or how does that work?
Brian? I'm going to go out very quiet.
Are you?
Chris is actually running the operations now, and I'm just following him.
So okay.
He's doing a good job.
Right.
So we've had a few folks leave retirement and going other places, so he's been in the hiring mode. And doing a good job with the HR department, so it's been good.
What do you look forward to the most, Chris?
Actually, just being around the kids more. You know, I've been a coach in the district here for pretty close to 10 years, you know, and I get limited time, and it's usually just with the high school kids. But now being able to be at every school and seeing the kids, and yesterday we were down at the primary school helping out. And just covering the lunch duty, just being around the kids, I ended up probably 15 hugs from the kids, and you know, just having conversations with them, trying to get, you know, seeing what kind of food I could get off of them, and you know, they need to understand the dad tax, you know, when I'm down there. But I just really enjoy being around the kids. It's and just like Brian said, if you're having a bad day, you go down there. You can't stay mad when you're down there. So. I just really enjoy being around the kids a little bit more.
Now, you probably don't have to do this very much, but I'm guessing, you know, if you do have discipline, they're probably maybe intimidated by you, right?
Yeah, you know, like, you know, if they're messing around, not doing the right thing, I just show up and I give them a stern look. They straighten right up.
That would work.
Yeah.
So looking at the future then, down the road, post-Brian, you've got a few projects coming up in the works, don't you?
Yeah. Yep. So the first phase was the primary school. Second phase is going to deal more with the intermediate and the high school. So there's not a whole lot of work, as extensive work as the other schools are going to have at the high school, but they're starting with a lot of work at the intermediate school right now. Throughout the school year, before summer hits, they're going to be working on the bathrooms, getting those out of the way. Maybe working on some lights in classrooms, just the minor stuff that we don't have to have a huge, you know, classrooms cleaned out to redo some rooms, things like that. So, but yeah, this summer is going to be, you know, and a new experience for me with kind of dealing with this referendum going on.
Mm-hmm. Moving and grooving, then, it sounds like.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving pieces towards it. And, you know, as long as you can communicate with the construction guys, that, you know, no problem should come up after that. So
something's coming up the high school grounds then for the summer, or is there anything new there?
Well, I'd like a new football stadium, but that's not in the works.
With a roof.
Well, yeah. The concession stand is actually, we're almost there with that. This week they finished up on the roof, which was nice to see. You know, finally something that gets completed out there. So I know they're working on the interior stuff, trying to get the bathrooms back working, and then after tonight's game, we'll turn the concession stand area back over to them and let them finish that up. So
they've been able to use the window recently.
Yeah,
right?
Yep. They finished it for homecoming just in time. I think they finished the Thursday morning to get it back to us. And it's been nice having that back. And I'm sure Laura Selgeby is, you know, thankful that it was actually usable for homecoming and then for tonight's game.
No doubt. Yep. That was the story of the fire, Brian. That was actually kind of a fortunate thing that it happened when it happened, wasn't it?
It did. We were having a wrestling tournament. I don't know if it was regionals, I think maybe.
I think it was.
That morning, a snowstorm. So we had planned the night before. We had plowed the night before, and we knew we were going to have to plow again that morning. So our grounds folks and maintenance folks came in at 4 in the morning. Yeah, to a surprise, they thought it was, for whatever reason, steam coming off the building. It wasn't steam. It was fire. So it was fortunate. We got a lot of equipment out of there. We had two mowers in there and a skid steer. We were able to get them out and some other equipment. So,
you being on the fire department, too, you were kind of double duty then, right?
I was double duty, but I stood back and let the fire guys do their thing because I had to pay more attention to the school part.
So. I see. Yeah.
But they did a very good job. They had a quick knockdown on it. Took us a week or so, probably several weeks, to find the cause of the fire, and we found it. It was an overheated motor that was a ceiling-mounted motor on a heater. And believe it or not, it was a screw that overheated, went up into a 2x4, and caught the roof on fire.
So, yeah, what are the odds?
Pretty slim to none. But these fire gurus, that's all they do is go around the United States figuring fires out, and they're usually spot on. I've entertained these guys many times in fire scenes, and they know cause and origin very well. So
they have to be good at it for insurance purposes, don't they?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So but that's the other thing. How long have you been on the fire department, Brian?
43 years.
43.
Yep. Close to 30 years as assistant chief, and 5 of those years I was the chief, and I'm retiring from there at the same time.
Are you? Okay.
So yeah, I'm going cold turkey on all of it.
Oh, man.
So,
good for you, but the community's going to lose a little bit there, Brian.
I don't know about that. But.
But the district, I'm sure, has always been good for you, or good to you in terms of letting you do that as well, right?
Yes, they've been very good. They are pro-community in many different ways, and they've been very good about letting me go during the day to fire calls. So, because we're just like every other paid on call fire department around the United States. A lot of people work out of town, and we don't have a big, strong crew during the daytime. So, they've been good.
So, after you retire and that fire bell goes off, you're going to be kind of twitchy, probably, aren't you?
Probably will, but they need coffee made in the middle of the night and things like that, so I'll be around.
You're still going to help out.
Yeah, and I'll be around at the schools, probably give it a few months, and then I'll be back, probably volunteering and helping.
Oh, wonderful. So. Good. Brian Jones, Chris Clerkin, and Kerry Stoltz, our guests on the morning show. We'll take time out and be back with more in a moment.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. the only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
At Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, they're more than a company, they're part of the community. Their team includes coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMTs. Neighbors helping neighbors. Now, Rockwell wants to connect with local nonprofit and 501c3 groups for volunteer and donation opportunities. If your organization would like to partner, call 647-9400. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference. Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must. And Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's. Kelly, Diane, or Claire will be more than happy to serve you. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is closed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, open Wednesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every hour you volunteer helps Passages meet its grant match? Learn more by visiting our website at passagesrc.com and click on the I Want to Help tab. There you will find a list of opportunities and a volunteer application. Join us in making a difference, one life, one step at a time.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Located in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, Surplus Online Auction stands as a beacon of auction excellence, serving Wisconsin and the Midwest communities throughout. Wisconsin Surplus turns your equipment, vehicles, and more into cash. They make it easy to buy and sell surplus assets from anywhere. Proudly based in Wisconsin, they're dedicated to sustainable auction solutions that help everyone. Join the thousands who have trusted Wisconsin Surplus. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com and discover the power of online auctions.
Welcome back to the Morning Show on WRCO. We're talking about the Richland School District and some exciting things going on. We're getting to the end of the fall sports season. Gary Stoltz, Brian Jones, and Chris Clerken are in the studios with us. And Gary, you want to talk a little bit about the school schedule?
Yeah, we do. I mean, it's unbelievable. First quarter ends on October 31st. So it is, well, we're almost a quarter done, which is just mind-boggling to me. And because of that, we actually have conferences coming up on the 22nd. So there is no school next Wednesday. There's very few days in this year's calendar that we don't have school, but that is one of them. So hopefully the kiddos will take full advantage of that and maybe get a little extra sleep or do some chores at home on that day. But yes, 22nd is no school and conferences. So I think the younger primary and intermediate probably have scheduled conferences for their people. High school is drop-in. So if you have questions or want to see a teacher or anything like that, just pop in on that day or get your conferences scheduled with your kids' teacher for the 22nd. So our teachers will have extended hours. Conferences go from 11 to 7, I believe. So trying to make it possible for parents, no matter their work schedule, to come in and get those done.
They have those twice a year, correct?
Fall and spring. So this is the fall one. Now's the time. So if you have questions or concerns or anything like that, get in there. Let's try and meet with you now to make sure we get those handled for second, third, and fourth quarter going forward.
They have a concert coming up next week, too.
Actually, it's the 28th. So,
oh, 2 weeks. Yeah. Okay.
The choir concert was originally scheduled to be Monday, but when some things in the calendar changed, especially with like board meetings and the annual meetings, so choir concert is now the 28th. So next Tuesday will be the first opportunity to see our choir kids perform. And along with that, fine arts, if you are a band fan, the marching band will be performing tonight. I think it's Journey is their their set this year, so they will be doing their final performance of the year at halftime of the football game tonight. So if you are a band fan, come pack the stands and see the football team and the band performing tonight.
It's really worth it. If you missed it during homecoming, that the Journey showcase is really good. Of course, that's right for my era. But,
I mean, Jeff Behrens is also a fan, I do believe. Yes. So
yeah, we're the same age. So.
So, but he always puts together such a nice show, and those kids work really hard, and they have actually combined rehearsal today just to get ready for it, and it's a treat really to see. And I think, I mean, they're, that's stoic history that the band has here in Richland Center, and so it's amazing the fans that you will see in the, there's a couple t-shirts, I'm just here for the band, or things like that. So it's just amazing really to live in a place and work for a school district that has such a variety of activities for the kids and find success in so many different avenues. And I mean, we have kids who are playing on the football field and also marching in the band. You know, the cheerleaders are out there. You see some of them in their uniforms even when they're out there. So it is really great to see our kids so involved in so many different things and really building these well-rounded kids into well-rounded adults who care about multiple avenues, you know, fine arts and athletics and their academics. And it's a great day to be a Hornet. Can't say it any other way.
I love it when you mentioned the choir, but when they sing the national anthem and you bring out players and you bring out, you know, people wearing different uniforms and people from the stands, and all these kids are involved in so many things.
Such a neat, just a neat photo to see, even just of all these kids who are, our kids are great. Our kids are amazing. They do so many cool things. Even, I have to give a shout out to the younger ones. Speaking of choir, they sang the school song for homecoming. So it is amazing to see all these kids. And they're so involved and they do so many things, and they're really awesome. So it's a great place to be.
Homecoming went well. It may have been the warmest one on record, right?
It was really warm. It was really warm, which is good and bad, I think, probably for the teams. And the parade was awesome. The bonfire, first time we've done that since, I think Brian said, before COVID.
Before COVID.
Yeah. Had been quite a while, so... there's a, you see a dark spot near the football field. That was the bonfire. And I think they had a great time. The kids were out there. It was class color day that day. So you saw all the different colors from the classes out, and nice, really nice out. So we had a great time with homecoming. It was a great week. Lots of school spirit, lots of activity. Hard to believe it was 2 weeks ago already. So, we really had a great time with that one.
Yeah, the bonfire was brought back, Brian. You said the first time before COVID was last time. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it was before COVID, the last one we had. So it was a good night. We build the bonfire, so it's controlled, and then the fire department lights it. So it was a controlled event, but the kids had a good time.
Make sure there's nothing stuck inside.
Yeah, years ago they would like to stick things in it. Probably shouldn't have been in there.
Right. So. It's a better way to control it.
That's right.
Speaking of COVID, that was a challenge for you and your staff, wasn't it?
It was. That was probably one of the worst challenges over the years. Just all the structure of the thing and what we had to do. We got through it. We never ran out of supplies. A lot of places were short of supplies, cleaning supplies. And we had a good relationship with several vendors who kept us in supply of stuff. So we got through it. We made it through. All the distancing and everything. I know it was a nightmare for classrooms and for choir, band, athletics. It was a nightmare, but we survived it.
Well, your staff, when you talk about cleaning, you had to do almost double then, didn't you?
Yeah. We were a big fan of bleach, a lot of bleaching of stuff. And Dawn hand soap in the classrooms. We supplied, when we came back, we supplied every classroom with Dawn hand soap. And it killed the virus for whatever reason, they said. And we used a lot of it. So... We were fortunate. We did not run out of supplies, and we made it through like everybody else did.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned your suppliers too. Are you in charge of ordering all that stuff, or how? Yeah,
we order all the toilet paper, the turn towels, the hand soap, all that. That all is going to be in Chris's ballywhack here very soon. He's actually been doing that too. He's been ordering, and we go out for bids and quotes, and we get the best product we can for the least amount of money. So we do a pretty good job of it. When that was one of the things when we moved from the old building out to the new, when we planned the new, we planned for an area that we could store a lot of stuff so we could buy in bulk, and we do. So that helps us.
I can't imagine at the old high school you had a lot of storage space.
We did not have much. We used Pine River School. We had a lease on that. We stored a lot of stuff in there. We used the basement of Brush Creek School. We rented from a couple businesses downtown and had supplies in it. So we didn't have a lot of space.
Yeah, you had so many outlying schools at that time that the district was still using or in charge of.
Yes. I was here for seeing Washington, Aiken, Rockbridge, Union School, Brush Creek School all shut down.
You had to go out and maintain those as well, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. And we had food service people taking lunches out to those. We were delivering supplies out to them daily. And then the last two were Lincoln and Jefferson. We shut down. So, but what do you do?
Yeah. You find that it's cheaper to operate, obviously, with those kind of things.
But we have a good model we're working with now, and it should last the district a long time.
Mm-hmm. Memories, any other thing you'd like to add today,
Not
Brian?
Not really. It's just a lot of good memories. I don't really dwell on the bad stuff, so just lots of good. Lots of great people to work with over the years and a lot of friendships. And gonna miss that.
But you said you'll be back, so
I'll be back. We're not leaving the community. We're here.
Just gonna fade away.
I'm not gonna be gone to Arizona or any place like that. We're here. So love Wisconsin. I love Richland County.
That's awesome. So Chris, do you have Brian on speed dial then for the upcoming months when he's gone?
Yeah, I've got him on speed dial, or I could just walk up to his house. He only lives a couple blocks away from me. So he's been great to have mentor me with the short time I have left with him. He's one that's offered if I do have any questions or need help on something, give him a call. So
right now the focus is on getting things ready, the construction ending and the primary school and getting that back into shape. That's probably the next goal, isn't it?
Yeah. So as soon as, those rooms are done and get turned back over to us, then we have a chance to get in there, set it up and get the classrooms back to normal as quickly as possible so that, teachers can get back into their rooms like the music and art teachers and just get back to a normal schedule. I mean, that's going to be the biggest thing for the kids and for the teachers.
Now, you talk about teamwork. That staff has really had to kind of, do their own thing, serve out of carts and everything else. Right?
Yep. And they've done a great job with it. Amy Hardy down at the primary school, she's the principal there. They've worked hard. And this model they used during COVID to get teachers around to the different classrooms, so music and art will travel to the classrooms to get that stuff done.
And all the unsung heroes behind the scenes, you have a lot of them, don't you?
Yeah. Just with us dealing with the custodial staff, just like Brian had said earlier, we had a couple of retirements that came in before I started. So we've been dealing with, some vacancies in the schools, and our staff has done a great job on, making sure that the schools get cleaned at night, even being short-staffed. It's more for them to do, but they take pride in it and make sure the schools get cleaned every single night. So, I've been around to help them out when I can. And it's a lot of moving parts, trying to get people to cover different areas. And they've just done an absolute wonderful job with it. So.
You got a buddy up to the lunch people, too, just in case there's some leftover tater tots or something, too, right?
Yep. If I can get any extra food, I'm all for it.
Could you give us a little bit of a construction update, Brian, at the high school?
The high school, we're not doing much right now other than the concession stand. Mm-hmm. But this next winter, we're probably going to be doing the auditorium's going to be getting a facelift. New curtains, some work on the stage, new rigging, some new electronics in there, new carpet. So that's some of that's going to probably start over the winter. I'm not sure how much, probably some wiring. And then next summer, we're going to be remodeling all the bathrooms. Um, and and new lighting retrofit. We're going to LED everywhere inside the building, and new parking lot, new loading docks. So we're going to be really busy next summer. They will be. I won't.
You'll be watching it from afar,
yeah,
right?
I will.
Does that require anything as far as the school schedule is concerned, Chris? You know, getting out earlier or starting later or anything like that?
I believe the school is going to be getting out just a little bit earlier this year so that we have access to, you know, areas a little bit sooner because, you know, in construction projects, they may overpromise a little bit, and it may extend to a certain point into the summer or into the start of the school year. So they're going to want to get the kids out of there as soon as possible so we can get started on that, give them as much time as possible to complete the projects.
How much will your staff be involved, like in the auditorium, for instance, you know, reworking wire and carpet and things like that? Or
no, they're
nothing?
Not allowed to touch that stuff.
No.
No, we leave that to the contractors. We'll pay companies to come in and do that. So, but we'll be there to assist with moving stuff out of the classrooms if they need it. And then, you know, obviously as soon as things get turned back over to us, now that's when we kind of really start. You know, our job is to come in there and just make sure it's ready for school when school starts.
When that auditorium was built, Brian, we kind of felt like it was state of the art,
it
you
was.
Know. But we have to do some upgrades.
Yeah, it's and get it back to state of the art. So that's where they're going with it. And it ought to be fun to see it happen.
Awesome, Carrie. Anything else you want to add today?
If anybody is interested in working with the Richland School District, we do have an opening in our STING program, which is our after-school program. So they're looking for some help. It's afternoons and a few hours, definitely part-time, working for drivers too. So if anybody's got questions on that or interested in applying to work with our kiddos after school to kind of help bridge that gap between when school ends and when parents get out of work, you can definitely give a call to the primary or intermediate school, or Alexis Fisher is our coordinator for the STING program. So her email is on the district website if anybody is interested in doing that. And keep an eye out if anybody's interested in working for the district. We do have vacancies throughout the year, and those are on the website as well. It's a great day to be a Hornet. And if anybody's interested in being one, coming on with us full-time or in a sub capacity, we're always looking for subs for maintenance custodial. It doesn't always have to be a teacher, or if teachers are looking to sub, we would love to hear from you and love to welcome you to the Hornet community as well.
Well said. Chris, good luck tonight. What do the Hornets have to do if you're going to get this win against Prairie?
Well, hopefully Brady Dosh will have to rush for, you know, maybe 200, 250, you know, and then have, you know, 30 tackles on defense. You know,
okay. Not to put the pressure on him.
No,
or anything.
Not at all. No. Yeah, they'll give it their best, and I'm sure we'll come away with a win tonight. So
he had a career high rushing a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it?
Two? Yeah, he's 256 yards, I believe he had rushing, which he's well over 1,000 yards at this point. I think he's number two or number three in Division Five right now with yards. So he's a good running back.
Stellar season.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah, you bet.
Absolutely.
Well, good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you.
You bet. Chris Lurkin joining us. And Brian Jones, we appreciate you coming in and sharing your remembrances. And nothing but luck to you, my friend.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you so much.
Thanks for your service to the district.
Thank
and
you.
For the fire, serving us and keeping us protected through the years.
It's been a great ride.
You bet.
Wouldn't trade it for anything.
Brian Jones joining us from Richland Center District, Chris Lurkin and Carrie Stoltz on today's morning show.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
From managing chronic lung conditions to providing emergency care in our critical access hospital, the Richland Hospital and Clinics has an elite team of respiratory therapists helping patients of all ages to breathe easier. From the first breath to the last and every breath in between, they are here for you. If you have any sort of breathing issue, talk to your primary care provider about a referral. They never take your breath for granted.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Rockwell Automation in Richland Center is more than just a workplace. It's part of your community. Their team includes coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMTs. People who live, work, and volunteer right here at home. Rockwell is proud to serve and support their neighbors every day, both on and off the job. Now, they'd like to connect even more with local organizations. If you're part of a nonprofit or 501c3 and have volunteer or donation opportunities, Rockwell Automation would love to partner with you. To learn more or get involved, give them a call. 647-9400. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community and dedicated to making a difference.
Mastodon Records is located at Okooch Books and Libations in downtown Richland Center. Check out all the vinyl, new and used. And on Saturday mornings, you too can have true vinyl confessions.
I once bought a Sean Cassidy album.
Oh, no.
But I traded it with my cousin for a Molly Hatchet album.
Yeah!
You can buy or sell vinyl in downtown Richland Center at Mastodon Records.
Bailey Payton Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Mark, first of all, we're going to start by talking about Carl Hansen. What would you like to say about him today?
Yeah, Carl was a longtime employee and actually a part owner of the Pratt Funeral Service in Richland Center. So Carl was at Pratt's for over 20 years, but actually before that, he started with the firm, Lunarslaus Hansen, which actually is a partner company of the Pratt Funeral Service. He started there with his uncle, Mart Hansen, who owned the firm. He started there doing floor covering, worked there for another 20 years or so. And kind of as he aged, his knees got a little bit worse, and he came over to the Pratt Funeral Service to start working there. Carl liked to call himself the flunky of the funeral home. I didn't really feel him as such. He liked to consider himself the flunky because he was kind of the maintenance guy, cleaned everything. Anytime you came there, the funeral home was very well maintained, cleaned, really looked nice. And that was courtesy of Carl. You know, he was there a long time, worked a lot of funerals, helped out as a lot around that funeral home. So a lot of things that you see, you know, were taken care of by Carl. He was very particular, wanted everything wanting to be nice for people, was very instrumental in the community as well. He spent a lot of time on the Richland Center Fire Department, serving as an officer for a couple of years, really did a lot with the OMHS in town. He and Ardeth were very big supporters of the OMHS and the animal adoptions. And he was a member of the Five Points Lutheran Church, actually served as the president, I believe, for 17 years of their church council up there. If it happened up at Five Points, Carl really had a hand in it. So he was instrumental in Richland County. A real loss that he passed away earlier this week. And, you know, his loss will kind of impact all of us at the Pratt Funeral Service because we're a very small organization. You know, we're big as funeral homes go in this area, but, you know, there's only usually three or four of us on staff. And Carl was quite a gentleman, worked there with Dewey Houston and Rick Umbehound for several decades, and then Lola Higgins came on and myself. You know, so we worked together. Carl retired back in about 2005 from the funeral home, but he was always around, liked to come back, visit, see what was going on, you know, with the funeral home, what was going on in the community. So we just kind of want to remember Carl Hansen and the impact that he had on Richland Center and especially the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Would you like to talk about his visitation and when that will be?
Yeah, his visitation will be on Tuesday morning from 9 until 10 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. It is actually he and his wife's anniversary that day. So Ardeth wanted to remember their anniversary and have his funeral on their anniversary date. So we hope people can come out and remember the man that Carl was.
Today's Pratt Chat has been sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. For answers to the questions you have, call the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at 608-647-4808 or visit PrattFuneralService.com.
This is Phil Nee, and I am a self-proclaimed hamburger expert. Recently, I had one at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. Good stuff, packed full of goodness, 100% ground beef, lettuce, all of the toppings I wanted. And right there, I can actually practice my milking skills at Utter Brothers and put the condiments on the burger that I would like. Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, open from 11.